Well, a chance to look at betting once again this week and a selection of tournaments around the world. Just looking back to last week, not a lot of joy, although we did manage to have a nominate Shugo Himahira to win the Japan Tour event. He was at very low odds. He was the favourite, and as was Sergio Garcia to win the tournament in Spain. Both of those were amongst the players we mentioned, but we weren't going to get a lot of money back from them, and some of the others that we mentioned didn't do quite so well. But we'll take a look at some of the tournaments from around the world now. The World Golf Championship event in China, the World Golf Championship HSBC Champions event, is probably going to be the focus of our attention because of the fact that so many of the world's leading players are in the field, including the world number one and two, Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson. Both of those players are around about $9 on many of the betting agencies. Johnson's got a great record here, including a win in 2013. He was also second last year. He did finish third at his last start in a stroke play event. He did, of course, played the Ryder Cup, but this is his first stroke play event since the Tour Championship, Dustin Johnson. Brooks Koepka was second last year, and of course he did win last week. So there's a lot to like about his chances if he can follow up such a significant win for him last week. The fact that he was able to get to the world number one probably means that he's received a lot of congratulations this week, and I guess probably a little distracted in some respect, but he's a hell of a player, and you'd have to give him a consideration this week. Rory McIlroy, plenty of top fives in this event. He's been seventh and fifth at his last two starts this season, which are pretty good tournaments, obviously, or pretty good finishes for him. Like Johnson, he hasn't played since the Tour Championship, but he's got a liking for the golf course, and generally he's been in pretty good form of late, Rory McIlroy. So at $12, he's got to be considered a chance, as indeed does Justin Rose. In fact, I'm prepared to nominate Justin Rose as the likely winner this week at $11. He's the defending champion. He's been eighth, fourth, second, and second in his last four starts this season. He's been brilliant of late, hasn't he? And I think given the fact that he's a defending champion and he's at $11, I think that's a pretty good value, Justin Rose. So he's going to be my pick to win the tournament. And Jason Day, who was 11th in this field last year, or in this event last year, he was fifth last week, which was an improvement on his 18th place at the Tour Championship, which was in a field of just 30 players. I think Jason Day, with that improvement last week, and the fact that he had a solid finish here last year, suggests that at $17 he might represent some pretty good value. So that is the World Golf Championship event, where most of the world's leading male players, at least, will be teeing it up this week. On the PGA Tour, there's an alternate event. I know the World Golf Championship event is also a PGA Tour event, but the Sanderson Farm event has been played in Jackson in Mississippi, a field that's a bit hard to go get a line on because so many of these players are either new to the PGA Tour, players that have, the lesser players, if that's the right way to describe anybody playing on the PGA Tour. But as we look at some of the players with chances this week, Ryan Armour, is the defending champion. He won after four previous miscuts in this event last year, but he's played better again of late too, Ryan Armour. So he's at $26. Bill Haas has not played the event for several years, but when he did play, he had just a great record here. He had a win here. He had a number of other very good finishes. And he did show at his last start when he finished 10th after what had been a horror run late in the season that maybe there's a bit of improvement around the corner. And at $31 on a golf course where he's done very well previously and where he's now starting to show a bit of form once again, Bill Haas at $31 is quite an attractive bet, I would think. Aaron Baddeley's also got a bit of value about him. He's at $26. He's certainly begun to play well of late. He was fourth here in 2016, so this is a golf course that he doesn't mind at all, Aaron Baddeley, the Australian. And at $26, I think those are pretty good odds for him. Peter Malnati was a previous winner of this event. He's beginning to play well again late on in the web.com tour season. And he's at $41 and is a previous winner and is a player that's in reasonably good form on the web.com tour, or has been this season. You know, this is a field that's not a lot stronger than a typical web.com tour field. So at $41, he's got some value. And another player that I think also has to be considered is Lucas Glover, who's returning to much better form. He was second at the web.com tour championships, the former US Open winner, 17th at the Safeway in the first event of the new season. He was fifth in this event 2 years ago, Lucas Glover. So he too at $26. And I think, you know, with the style of field that it is, there's not many really hot favourites, many of the odds starting around about the $20 mark. So Ryan Armour, Bill Haas, Aaron Baddeley, Peter Malnati, and Lucas Glover are the players that I think are worthy of consideration this week in the Sanderson Farm Tournament being played in Jackson in Mississippi. On the LPGA Tour, this week's event is being played in Taiwan. Lydia Ko is the favourite. She was the winner in 2015. She was second last year. She was second last week, Lydia Ko. I think she's approaching that point where she's about to win again. She's at $8. So-Yon Ru was third last year, second in 2015. She's not quite sharp at present, but she's just too good a player to ignore So-Yon Ru. But again, at $10, not particularly attractive odds for a player that's no guarantee to perform well, but I think she's got a very good chance to do well. Brooke Henderson is not at her peak at present either, but she was third last year, Brooke Henderson. She's shown glimpses of some very good form of late, and she's at $11. And if I was trying to find a player who might be a good outside chance and perhaps one forgotten by many, it may well be Brittany Altmaier, the American. She's at $51. She was second last week, and she's done okay here in the past, Brittany Altmaier. She had a 10th place finish a couple of years ago, I think it was. So those are the players that are well worth keeping an eye on at the LPGA Tour event in Taiwan this week. So good luck with your investments. I bet responsibly, as I always say. This is Bruce Young.